Would you like to know what was in the
yes.
scope of work? That might be a good segue. So as Ed mentioned, we were lucky enough to win the maximum grant from Department of Marine Resources for harbor planning. And the nice thing about this particular well
is... Is that my donuts?
Sadly not.
Oh.
If we do our plan well, then we have an opportunity to go back to the well to implement parts of the plan. So say, for example, you decide that you really need to reorganize the mooring field, but you're not going to tackle what that reorganization looks like in this plan. We could go back next year, show a successful plan with community support, and ask for money to do that. That may or may not be a good example, but if there are other things you decide you want to accomplish, we can go back.
What's
so
the current
success
size of the grant?
$30,000, and then there's some city match in there that I'll outline in a second. So we needed to be pretty specific about the scope of work and the application, and I brought the scope of work piece that I'll hand out after I give you kind of a high-level overview, and you can think about it and think about where things fit in your mind around the skeleton that we've outlined. So at a very high level, the project will address harbor use, needed improvements to harbor infrastructure. So by that, we're thinking the public landing, middle pier, you know, the commercial fish pier, any other facilities that might need something. Enhancement of public access. That could be the harbor trail. It could be use of the piers or other facilities. Resource protection. And then also, and the state really cares about this, the implications of sea level rise, and are there infrastructure investments we need to think about with that modeling in mind. So the idea is that once complete, this plan is a vision for where the city wants to go with the harbor, and again, we've cast the net widely enough, related infrastructure. And really tangible goals and strategies, and also initial actions for moving us in the right direction to achieve the goals and strategies identified. So, as you probably know, last time we did the harbor plan, it was an appendix to the comp plan. The timing of this is good because the comp plan is also being updated at the same time, and Noel, in a competitive process, was selected to be the comp plan consultant. And because they also look at the waterfront and some of the same issues and think about goals and strategies, he, in addition to the representatives from comps, will be that tie to make sure that we're not working at cross purposes and not duplicating effort. And this will be the deeper dive into many of the issues that you identify and decide should be in the plan. So you probably also know that earlier this spring, City Council asked staff to contract for a third-party survey to look at what the economic impact of cruise ships on the community might be. And, you know, others reacted and said, geez, what about the impact on other visitors to town? We've held off on going out for that contract because we thought this group and the harbor plan would be a good kind of steering committee for that work, and we included it in the scope of work for the grant. So
that other grant was to do an economic study?
No, council asked us to do an economic study. We'll pay for that with city funds.
Yeah.
But we included in the scope of work for the grant that this committee would advise on what that survey should include, because the results of the survey would be one of many data sources that you would use in recommending policy. So the idea is that we didn't want to do that in a vacuum by ourselves. With this group coming together, this group would be a good steering committee and advisory group for that survey.
Well, unless I'm misunderstanding, it seems like a lot of what they would come up with is what we might need to make
yeah.
decisions.
And right. that's why it's coming here. That's yeah. that's what I'm saying, okay. is that we didn't want to do that in a vacuum separately.
I see.
Do you have somebody in mind to be running this study?
Yes, although I'd like to get Noel's thought on that as well and discuss with this group where we should go with it.
Because following up on what both of you are saying is we have to figure out, with Noel's help, what questions we would like will help us write this plan from an economic study.
Exactly.
And, you know, it may be far more or it may be a bit more than just cruise ships, which is where it started. It may also include, you know, marinas and how many people come into town because of that kind of thing. How many stores are really happy? You know, we can come up with other questions, too, for them to ask.
Thank you. I hadn't
I'm just curious. When you say taking doing the survey, is this another one of those, like, we spend, like, $20,000 to do a survey? Or, I mean, it seems like we've had some other wasteful things done just to find out the impact on.
So
something.
Council has asked us to.
Right. I was just curious about how the cost of such a survey.
It depends how expansive it is. When I priced it out with a couple of options, one option was so out of this world they were off the table. Another option said modest survey, $10,000 to $15,000. Dollar range. They'd probably do it for 10 because we're the city, and we've used that 10 as match for the grant that helps us get the 30. So, you know, the city needs to put money in order to get the $30,000, and it's something that council's already asked us to do. So I think maybe the question to consider is how do we make it as useful as possible?
Right. The ideal is that this isn't just a survey. This is it's going to give us information, so that when we rewrite this plan, there's something hard and fast and new